How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, it's time for our pick of Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you have a blog, let us know that you have one. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Put our widget there that you can find at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support right at the bottom of the page. There's the widget. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick this week is Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters. It's a blog post titled, Our Technology Has Gotten Ahead of Us. As you look around, the radical changes in our culture resulting from our ever-evolving technology, sometimes it may feel like we are playing catch-up to ourselves. I write this in a laptop while driving down the highway in a car with a computer that at one time, in the same time, defines our fuel efficiency, provides us high-definition music, barks out directions to us when we are lost, and keeps us at a cool climate of 70 degrees. We may think that keeping up with evolving technology is a very modern question, but it is not. In the mid-1960s, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "We have allowed our technology to outrun our theology." The changing choices of reproductive technology, of prolonging life through mechanical devices, of social networking, communication, and a host of other things have left the church playing catch-up. We are behind the curve in understanding and utilizing this technology in work and the life of the church. We are behind the curve in understanding and addressing the consequences of technology upon the church and the Christian. We are behind the curve in understanding and evaluating the impact of technological change upon worship and Christian education. In general, we tend to follow fairly blindly until confronted with the jarring consequences of these changes. I'm paraphrasing here. I'm moving down later to, he closes. He says, I am no Luddite, but neither am I convinced that new is always good or better. It seems to me that much of the technological change has resulted in growing isolation of people. At the very moment we long to be most connected, we find ourselves with earbuds plugged into our iPods, listening to music alone, checking our email, updating our Facebook page, alone in our rooms, offices, cars, and walking down the street. Technology has only enhanced our self of self and further weaken our sense of community. This is surely not good news for a gospel which promises and provides the ultimate community in terms of our relationship to God in Christ and to one and another through Him. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters.
Yeah, I think you could summarize that by just saying, technology can never substitute for the church. Not even this technology, not even radio. On-demand listening can never substitute for the church. My pick comes from a blog called Incarnatus Est from Pastor Greg Alms, who's a regular guest here on the program, a Luther quote. The topic is, and that is the church, is a matter of faith as much as any other. Thus, reason cannot detect it. Even if one uses magnifying glasses, the devil can certainly cover it over with scandals and by means of various parties about which you must be vexed. In the same way, God can also hide it under maladies of all kinds of shortcomings so that you end up becoming a fool and would come to the wrong conclusion about it. It, that is the church, is not to be visualized but believed. But faith deals with that which a person cannot see. And it also sings the song with its Lord, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense in me." A Christian is even hidden from himself, so that he does not see his holiness and his virtue, but sees in himself nothing but lack of virtue and lack of holiness. And you, a rough-hewn smarty, want to see Christianity with your blind reason and impure eyes? Wow, that's a marvelous quote from Luther writing in his introduction to the book of Revelation. And you can find it at my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Incarnatus Est. We'll have both of our picks posted at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In the second hour of the program, wow, that first hour went very quickly. Bill McKeever will be with us. We're going to talk about the Mormon gospel, the Mormon view of salvation. Just a heads up, it isn't the Christian one, not by a long shot. And then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week with you. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for hour two.
independent, and in the black for 3 years and running. You're listening to Issues Etc.